I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Kim Jong-il's body was on display today in Pyongyang. North Korea state television showed the body in a glass coffin. The late leader's son and successor, Kim Jong-un, could be seen paying his respects with other officials. China is also paying its respects, officially and through the media. One Chinese newspaper ran the banner headline, "Goodbye, Old Friend." Others mentioned China's intimate relationship with North Korea, but it's more complicated than that, as the world's Mary Kay Magstad reports from Beijing.
Chinese state-run television today ran plenty of footage of sobbing North Koreans. It was a little much for one observer, who remarked on a Chinese newspaper website, "Paying respects to a leader doesn't have to go so far. After all, everyone will die one day." But for China's leaders, somber condolences were the order of the day. President Hu Jintao visited the North Korean embassy in Beijing, as did other officials and visitors carrying bouquets of white flowers. Foreign journalists looking for visas to cover Kim Jong-il's funeral were told to come back next year. North Korea has turned inward for 13 days of mourning. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Ma Jiaoxu delivered a statement from China's top leadership. It called Kim a great leader of his people and an intimate friend of China, who made great contributions in developing socialism and neighborly relations and cooperation. Kim didn't always cooperate as China might have liked. He resisted calls to enact economic reforms. He made sure years of nuclear disarmament talks that China hosted went nowhere. And he launched missiles or carried out nuclear tests whenever he wanted to get international attention and food aid. North Korea gets most of its food and fuel from China. That's become more important this year, with about 6 million North Koreans in need of food aid in the face of a bad harvest and UN sanctions. Meanwhile, North Korea supports a million-man army, which needs its food and fuel, too. Stephanie Klein-Albrandt is the International Crisis Group's Northeast Asia Project Manager.
I think that North Korea is fundamentally uncomfortable with having to rely on China. Ideally, they would like to be able to balance out that type of dependency with the Russians, with the Americans, with any other the European countries, some of which are quite engaged already in North Korea.
And it may be with the expectation of food aid that North Korea announced on Saturday, around the same time Kim Jong-il is said to have died, that it would suspend its uranium enrichment program. That's been a central U.S. demand for resumption of disarmament talks. Whether such talks would lead anywhere is another question. Brian Meyer is an international relations professor at Dongseo University in Seoul. He told the BBC he doesn't expect new leader Kim Jong-un to veer significantly from his father's path when it comes to North Korea's nuclear program.
I think he will want to make progress, not in the same sense of progress as we would use. For him, I think progress means further weaponizing the nuclear potential that he has. North Korea really has no reason to disarm or to make peace with the United States, because if it were to do so, it would really lose all reason to exist alongside South Korea as a separate state.
That is, the nuclear program gives North Korea insurance it won't become the next Libya or Iraq. And it's a bargaining chip for aid, which has proven lucrative over time, especially to North Korea's small core of elites. The urge for them to protect their privileges, while much of the population suffers, may help the succession go smoothly in the short run. Stephanie Klein-Albrandt of the International Crisis Group says the concern is what might happen later.
Our greatest worry would be that if Kim Jong-un and or his close supporters were to feel insecure or weak, for example, if there were splits in the leadership, they might feel that they have to demonstrate their military prowess. And then we might go back to, you know, a phase of seeing more provocations.
But for now, the focus is on presenting a united front, mourning the dead, marking the passing of one era and the beginning of another. Whether the young heir to a socialist dynasty can do any better for his country than his father did, China's leaders stand ready to offer help and guidance. Just today, they invited Kim Jong-un to visit once a decent interval has passed. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.